Welcome back to Why You're Wrong. She's busy sipping on her juice, even though she said the juice wouldn't interfere with the podcast. Two sentences and still sipping on her juice. Sipping on gin and juice. All right, are you ready to introduce yourself? I am with my co-host, the one, the only, the idiot, the autistic, Carla. Give a retarded warm welcome applause for her. But not too loud, because that triggers her autism. That sensory overloads her.
They know who I am.
Yes, they do. Nobody quite like you. You're very special. So, let's tell them about how you were in the special classes back in elementary school.
It was actually high school.
Even worse.
My high school had a basement, and the basement was for the...
The morons.
No.
The autistic kids. How was it leading a group of autistic kids to attack the teachers that one day?
It was amazing.
Really? How'd you organize everybody? How'd you get them all together?
I don't know, I just follow my voice.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it because you're the most retarded or the least retarded?
I don't know, man.
It's quite an accomplishment. Anyway, what are we talking about this podcast?
What are we talking about? Open relationships. Swinging.
Swinging, open relationships. Would you ever...
I wanted an open relationship with you once.
You did?
I definitely did.
Didn't we try that?
We did try that.
We've never really, really tried it, actually.
Oh, no, we've tried it. We've given it a 1-2 tries. No, but I don't really think that we've
You've never been anybody... You've never been with anybody else on a date, neither have I.
I haven't been on a date while we were together.
Oh, yeah, that one time. True. I would whoop your ass if you ever been on a date.
No, you wouldn't.
Excuse you, woman?
No, you wouldn't.
Of course I wouldn't, because I would never whoop my woman.
No, exactly. But how do you feel about open relationships?
Well, let's start with swinging first. We'll work our way up to open relationships. Would you ever consider swinging?
Yeah. But I'd say, like, way in the future.
Yeah, to keep shit that
spicy,
too.
You know?
Well, I don't see... if we're ever interested in that, I don't see why not. I think it'd be fun.
I feel like it's something fun. It keeps things interesting and, like, spicy and stuff. Like, obviously, we wouldn't do it all the time.
Yeah, of course not.
But...
it'd be a good little treat once in a while.
Yeah.
Too bad there are no other married couples in their young 20s that we could swing with.
Actually, yes, there is. If you are...
Very rarely.
You can hit us up. But that, swinging is, like, a whole different...
lifestyle.
That's like later on in life.
Yeah, I imagine that when we're in like our 50s.
How about like threesomes and like
threesomes?
Like,
yeah, I could see us having some fun with some food.
There's one thing with saying it, but there's another with like actually doing it.
I think we should actually try to secure a threesome. It'd be fun. It'd be a fun experience.
So we do have a Tinder that we
recently downloaded.
Like, just for fun. Like, it's, like, for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So, it's just, like, a girl that we're looking for, right?
Mm-hmm. We'll start slow with another chiquita.
Start slow, and then that's when we're gonna dive into our swing lifestyle.
Or end up in 22 people orgies.
Ew. Honestly, I'm not surprised if there's places like that.
Like, I bet there are. Some people just get crazier and crazier and crazier. Well, that just seems too hectic for me. I can barely keep up with you. You're a pain in the ass as it is.
That is very true. Well, you wouldn't mind if, like, would you mind if I were to be with, like, go out with, like, another guy?
No, of course I would.
You wouldn't mind.
Well, no, I said
okay,
I
guys,
would.
It's all it's all on record. That
just
you
kidding.
Wouldn't mind.
I actually would not give a shit because I know you would not find somebody as sexy nor as fun as I am. So I'd be like, "What the fuck am I?" The entire time you'd be thinking, "What the fuck am I doing with this loser?" When I could be back, you know, with me. smoking a joint and chilling.
I can smoke a joint
with them. It's that simple. Yeah, but it just wouldn't be as fun with me, without me.
That is
true. Plus, nobody rolls a joint like I do.
Yeah, because you just recently, like, taught yourself how to roll a
yes, sir. Joint. The skinnier joints. They look so nice.
Yeah. But have you ever had a threesome in life?
If you count me, myself, and I, then yes. I'm just kidding. We have threesomes all the time. It's you, me, and the huge hog.
It's a huge hog.
That's my penis has a mind of its own.
Ridiculous. I'm telling you.
This guy is another entity attached to me.
It literally does seem like it.
It has its own brain. It does its own thinking. Because you think I'd want to have sex with you? He chooses that. When I look at you, I'm like, ooh.
Oh, yeah? Is that so?
No.
Is that so?
No.
I have this all on record.
Not according to this... Well, it doesn't matter if you have it on record. Just look back to what I was doing this morning. I was literally...
What were you doing this morning?
I can't tell them the specific details, but it involved me jerking off to you.
I was just there chilling on my phone.
She's just very sexy to admire.
Yeah.
And I was too lazy for sex, and jerking off was the best in between.
I just get him to look at me. All, like, so fully clothed and stuff. And I'm like, chilling.
I'm telling you, you look that hot. Yep. I don't know if this is inappropriate, but I'm getting an erection now.
Ew.
That's
disgusting.
Recalling. Hey, guys, we're going to have to go on break.
No, we're not.
Fine. Live on camera.
So, have you ever considered an open relationship?
Have I ever... Early on in a relationship, when I was still more like...
Okay, doesn't have to be our relationship. It could be any relationship.
Oh.
But yeah, in early on in our relationship.
Well, not before, but I have kind of just thought about it. I'm like, like, what if I just had a bunch of ladies I was seeing, and we were all, like, in love? Like, kind of could be sick. But like, then I thought it'd be just like...
Like, they all know each other, or, like, they all...
Yeah, like everybody.
Oh, like that Playboy guy. What's his name?
Not the Playboy Mansion, but like...
Like the Playboy Mansion, though. Like,
yeah, like...
Oh, but
like
they
him,
all like each
but
other.
But yeah, we're all like friends. I'd be like, dude. But I just think that's too much and just no point.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I can see some benefits in that.
No, I don't. At the end of the day, it's the same shit. Smoking a joint with... But just way harder to coordinate with three other morons.
Yeah, imagine five girls in here.
Like, hey, do you guys want to go smoke a joint? Two will say yes, three blah blah.
It's like,
but it's easy. It's easier to sync up with just one person, and it becomes very easy.
Yeah, so he had to settle for me. Imagine if there was like five of me though.
I didn't. Number one, I did not. That would be fun on certain occasions.
Certain occasions, in what? Yeah. In like what kind?
You know what kind?
Obviously,
sexual kinds. I can't imagine what I do with like five of you.
Other than that, that's like...
We could have three to do shit for us.
Three?
Or imagine. That'd kind of be a sick experience to have like five of yourself to do things with. Like imagine creating something with five other yous while you all think the same. Maybe you'd end up just making the same shit. Who knows? But anyway.
Probably, but I feel like if I had five me's, I'd start my business by now.
I don't think you would...
Yeah.
Because all it takes is one, yeah.
Because then one, I'll be sleeping, and then the other one will be working. You know what I'm talking
the
about?
The other one is just like you. It's going to want to sleep, too. Yeah.
I know. But anyways, yeah, so carry on with...
What were we talking about? Open relationships. Oh, early on, I was like, could be an interesting thing to try.
Mm-hmm.
But then...
With me or not with me?
With you.
Oh.
Yeah.
And then,
but that's mainly because I wasn't fully committed to
you. He wasn't fully committed to me, and I had to ask this motherfucker two times, because I'm like, I don't know if I even talked about this on the podcast,
no,
but I was like, time is fucking ticking, I need a fucking answer, because at this point, we were seeing each other like every day, ever since we like met.
How many months in was that? Like six? When was the first time you asked me? How many months in the first time?
Wait, what?
When was the first time you asked me? How many months in?
Like, it was November. So it was October, September, October, November. Oh, so only 2 months. 2 months in, but we were seeing each other every single day.
Yeah, we were multiple times a week.
It literally felt like this motherfucker knew me inside and out, and I was like, this motherfucker did. Like, you know, obviously, like if you see someone like every day for 2 months, you basically know like a shit ton about them. And this bitch, okay, but in our circumstance,
yeah,
in our situation, you did know a lot about me.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, dude, motherfucker, like, what are we? And I was like, just genuinely asking. And then he dodged the question because I remember.
Miss me with that bullshit.
He dodged the question, and I was like, hey, whatever, like, I'm gonna go see other people. And during that time, I did see a shit ton of people while I was talking to him. But then I felt kind of bad because I was still seeing him consistently. Yeah. Like, you were the only one that was, like, consistent.
Well, I don't know why you'd feel bad, though. We're not a thing. You can do whatever the fuck you want. It's none of my business.
That was not how you were back then, though. You were pretty, like, emotional. Well, not emotional, but you... But, like...
How?
But you were pretty, like, still on me, you know?
Well, I still want you, obviously, but... I don't know what you're saying.
Like, you were still messaging me.
What does that have to do with anything?
But, like, you were still I don't know. It's just, like, when someone goes, like, oh, good morning, good night. Like, literally every fucking night.
Oh, I know. But still doesn't matter.
I'm like,
matter.
Oh, my God, this guy, like actually, I don't... Matter. Actually, I really have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about.
Like, just because I acted a certain way, it doesn't mean I'd say anything
okay,
about, like, if you were
way,
to see
this
somebody
is
else.
Where we are, because this is where we are today. And stronger than ever.
Yeah. When was the second time, though, you asked me? How?
The second time I asked you...
How many months
then? That's when you were like, oh, no, no, no. Like, I actually do.
No, I'm not talking about what happened. I'm asking about...
When it happened? April. Of 2019.
November, December, January, February, March, April. So 8 months.
So, yeah.
No way. So I dodged the question for 8 months.
Yeah.
And then I got caught by this bitch.
Well, no, because I was seeing someone else at the time. And I was like,
which is
we...
a good thing. You got to see all the other motherfuckers that were not as close to being as good as me. And you got to taste all that.
I guess. But that sounds wrong. But anyways, I was like,
Well, think about it. That's actually the best test of a... relationship.
What?
You going out and seeing other people,
well,
and
yeah,
then comparing it to your partner.
That's what I want you to do.
Well, I don't need to do that.
See, you just said that's like the best test.
Well, if you're not at the point of knowledge that I'm at, I already know what to expect. So I know there would be nothing different.
So, let's, like, how do you know that? Like, have you been with other people?
It's not about that. It's because I know what I want.
Okay, but how...
And if
do you
I know
what
I want, I can measure people up to what I want.
How do you know that what you want, like, the other person can offer you more than what you want?
What do you mean? How can somebody offer me more than what I want?
I don't know.
If I'm asking for everything I want.
Do you already have everything you want?
Well, yeah.
But what if someone else... But, you know, we have our fights and stuff.
Of course
we have our fights and stuff. But let's say, what if someone else, you see them and you get to know them and you have more of a connection with them?
Impossible. How could... Me and you are very much the same. How can I have a connection with somebody else?
Because you could be the same with
someone
else.
It might be somebody else.
You can be more compatible with someone else.
No, I can't.
How do you know that? Because we thought about that. We were thinking about
that was before
the first... We actually thought that we were incompatible for the first 2 years.
I know. I told you. That was from an ignorant point of view. But when I look back on it, and as I've grown through this relationship and understood our relationship more, I've literally seen that you and me are one and the same.
I'll see about that, but I still do want you to go see other people.
I don't care what you want, because you're looking
but
at it from an ignorant perspective.
I know
Betsky.
For you, even you say this now, but eventually you will.
No, I won't. What, like, that is extremely unlikely. I would almost say that would never happen.
Okay.
What would change? I know the type of things that I like without getting into specifics.
Mm-hmm.
And you are all those things. The only thing that would... The only thing that could be a possibility is I find somebody else who's also like me, but they'd just be equal to you. They'd just be the same except different appearance.
Yeah, so he just settled for me because he's just tired of looking. I'm just joking.
You're crazy.
Okay. Well, that makes sense then.
I had no clue. I'm telling you, when I think of a relationship, I had no doing in whatever has the fuck happened. I had zero control in this.
What?
Like, the circumstances I find myself in are kind of insane.
What kind of circumstances?
Well, just like how weird our entire relationship was and like how close we are and like how...
Very much, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, holy shit. Like,
back then, we weren't really that close. Well, that's because no, we were close, but like we weren't
when we weren't like fighting or whatever. But that's because we also we had ignorance in the way of seeing ourselves more clearly.
We weren't and now fighting because, before, because
but we see each other more clearly now, and we're more ourselves. And when so we kind of are see like
yeah, and also back then too, like we didn't really care about each other. So ooh, maybe that's why retarded. We didn't.
Well, I cared
maybe
about you.
That's why. Oh.
You're so funny.
I cared about you too. What are you talking about?
I know you did. That's why you're on my ass every single day.
You were on my ass. You kept on.
Of
you
course.
Like,
you were so, I'm not denying that.
Every day, like literally, it was the same routine. I would go to school. I was a hustler. Like, I went to school, then I went straight to work. Then after that, I would see you. Like, yeah, it was like weird and insane. And then we'd like sleep in the trunk and shit.
Good times, good times. Well, minus the bad times.
Mhm. But yeah. So right now we're trying to find. We are looking for a third.
A sexy woman to join us.
So what kind of girl?
Sexy. That's it.
Only the sexiest is right here.
Well, I know the second sexiest.
You fucker! Shut the fuck up. True. How long has this been?
Oh my God, 17 minutes.
It literally feels like it's been forever.
What else? There are some other pathways we could have gone down. I think I forgot. Oh, what the fuck? Maybe we can talk about how weird it is how we met. We met in George Brown Fashion School.
How the hell did I? Story,
how the hell did I ever end up there in my
okay,
life?
Okay, so let's start from the fucking top then, okay? If we're gonna talk about how the fuck we met, I was the sexy ass looking. I was so young. Oh my God.
This was so 3 years after you graduated high school.
Yeah.
So you worked for 3 years.
Yeah.
Before going to school.
Yeah, I worked like.
What made you What made you decide to go to George Brown?
Oh my God.
What got you think about?
I was in the. Oh, I just needed to go. I felt like I needed to go to school. And then I thought about like fashion and stuff. And then people were like, oh, George Brown is like where all the smart people go and shit. And it's like a known school in Toronto. So obviously,
well, whoever told you that's where the smart people went. I didn't see nothing but retards.
I was like, okay, George Brown. And then I ended up going to, like, the orientation. And I, like, met, like, half of my friends there. And also, when I was, like, working at M, a lot of, like, the girls that I knew, like, did George Brown.
Oh, really?
Fashion marketing. Yeah, I should have just said that in the first place. But
true.
I did that. You weren't there at the orientation?
I remember going to something, but I don't remember.
I made so many friends on orientation day. It was insane. Okay. I was literally such a social butterfly.
I was like,
oh my God, so and so, and like, and then we'd be like, we were all like the same groups in every class. And then I still talk to them. So actually, no, I don't talk to them until today.
Yeah, who the fuck am I talking about? Who do you talk to still?
One girl I wish though that I was still chilling with
Jenny.
Why
don't you talk to Jenny? Doesn't she still live in Toronto?
I don't have her number.
Don't you have her on Instagram or something?
Oh, I do. I could say that. I could say what's up. No, but she's really fucking chill. Like, she was my homegirl back then.
Well, she seems more grounded than other people.
Yeah, like, oh, she would like take me to the most craziest Korean spots with skip class. we'd skip class, and then she'd take me to, like, where the fuck did we go? We went to, like, Christie, like, we went all, like, she'd travel with me, just because, like, I wanted to try, like, pho, and, like, or, like, this Korean girl spot. She was insane. Yeah, she was really nice.
She seems like a nice person.
Yeah. Whenever I'd be, like, the first person that I'd, like, call or, like, text, like, during the school time was Jenny. Yeah. Like, this should be the first one.
She seems like someone you connected with at that time. More with your peer herself than your egotistical self. That's how I view it.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel like she saw me that way, too. It was really sweet. And, like, you can tell that we're kind of opposite. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Cut that out. we are kind of opposite, so it's insane. Like, yeah, she's really cool. But then it was a Friday on our
I wasn't talking about the day we met. I'm just talking about how weird it is we both ended up in fucking George Brown Fashion School.
Why were you going to fashion school?
I was dropping out of university and I thought I had to do school. I was hung up on doing school or whatever, so I was like, oh, maybe some fashion school. In hindsight, that was the most retarded idea ever.
You dropped out? Did I drop out?
Yeah.
You're like, I was like, what are you doing? I was like, why are you not in class? And you were like, oh, I dropped out. And that time, everybody literally was dropped out of
two schools. That's going to be a cool story to tell. Dropped out of school twice, now I'm twice dumb.
When you're like a billionaire, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. Drop out. Well, honestly, don't drop out, because if you drop out, this is where you're gonna end up.
In a way better spot. Way happier, way more at peace, chilling.
True, true. Exactly. You're gonna have to edit this, by the way.
I'm not editing anything. What would I have to edit? We haven't said anything. Nope. Alright. Where should we go to? Now in this conversation.
No.
Would you ever want a threesome with another guy?
That's what I've been wanting.
Guts. Sorry guys.
Is what I've been wanting. But obviously, I choose to go for a girl because I guess that's, like, a lot more easier and stuff. And I'm a lot more, like, flexible when it comes to those things. So I can swing both ways.
Nice.
What do you think? Would you
want? I would not want that.
Okay. Well, same thing with me and a girl. I don't want that either now.
You just said you want it.
No. Well,
I don't care, we're doing it anyway.
You're lucky that I will not mind it. But either way,
I think we'll really enjoy it. I know I'm going to love watching you with her.
You're a pervert. What? First of all. I'd want to watch you and her.
Oh, there'll be some of that, obviously.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I want to do it, though.
Well, my main reason for doing it is I wanted to watch you and her.
Hmm. Good to know that we're going in with a good intention. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. What's your,
Hopefully we find someone sexy.
I'm sure we will.
Okay. We're going to read you a Tinder message we sent, and let's see if she responded.
Oh. Because everyone thinks that you're a fucking loser.
So to one girl, Carla decided to text because she kind of looks like she has daddy issues. She's like, so how did your parents fuck you up? And I thought that was pretty funny.
It's so stupid.
So this other girl, her bio is, message me if you're trying to have a good time, skip the small talk. So we were like, you're a moron. That's gonna be sticky.
It was not.
So, for her, we said, want to join me for some fun. And then the third girl, she's like, are you a top or a bottom, dumb bitch?
You literally sound like such a creep, and he does not know how to talk to girls, clearly.
Well, no, duh, I've been out the game for 3 years.
I don't even know how the fuck Hatcher even caught me.
Because I don't talk to girls. Girls come to me. You think I went out and did anything to her? She was staring down at me.
He actually came to me. The entirety
of the class.
You.
Hey, don't pick up the phone. Leave it here. Nobody wants to hear you and smell your stinky breath from so close.
You came to me and you go, do you want to be in my project? And then he fucked me.
Yeah, because, oh, yeah. So, like, 2 weeks in, we have to do this group project. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. Maybe for once in my life, I will get the balls to make my own group because I'd rather do that than get stuck with a bunch of retards. So I look around. Not very many options to choose from. One of them did end up being retarded. He was an interesting character. Ian.
Don't say names.
Who cares? So then there's another guy who was pretty decent. I pick him out.
Yeah, they were friends.
And then I see her. And
me.
And I'm like, you know what? There's her. And I need to pick one more person. And I didn't know who because I literally could only choose three people. And one of them, again, was retarded. So, again, very, very few choices. Ian. And then the girl next to her, who I did not want initially, okay. Jenny, was like... was like, oh, can I be in it? And then I'm like, you know what, fuck it, sure.
Because me and her made a pact that we were going to stay together.
Yeah. So that's how I ended up choosing her and my
girl. We also had another girl, another one of your kind.
What?
The girl.
Oh, there was an Indian. What was her name?
I don't know. Like, I don't care to know, but...
Stumiprit.
Stop. I don't care to know, but... she was.
Oh, yeah. How the hell did she end up in that group? I don't know, pal. But...
I don't know. I think I invited her. I think I said, yeah, come.
Oh.
Okay.
So
I was probably the most talkative one because everybody was so fucking boring. And I was like, oh, my God. No one's fucking talking. First, there's Ian. These two, you and Josh, whatever.
Yeah.
And then, you know. Obviously, I had to take the lead and be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. Bam, bam, bam,
I don't think that's what happened. I'm pretty sure that's what I said. I'm like, this is the one we're doing because the other ones are gay. And so I went up
a really good fucking topic.
Yes, we did. We ended up going. That's actually the topic that ended up having me get a blowjob the first time I hung out with her.
You're an asshole. And no, first of all, that's untrue.
She's a slut.
He wishes. But just he kidding. Can get jack shit.
I did. I got kisses.
Yeah, we did a kiss on her the first time that we were together.
Because I was smooth. I took her. I was like, let me show you this dispensary, girl.
Oh, my God. You know what's so funny?
What?
I remember it, and I literally passed by it the other day. So, then after the place, a little fashion show that we went to.
We were hungry.
A lot of the people flopped. Like, a lot of people didn't come. So, it was only, like, the four of us. It was, like, you, me.
Yeah, me, you, Jenny, and Josh.
No, Jenny didn't come.
Who was the fourth person? The Indian?
Ian and Josh.
Oh, yeah.
So, it was basically only us. And
it was a sausage fest.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my Carla. God, I can't believe it. And I was, like, so pretty that day. Because I was, like, oh, my God, because I wanted to, like, meet new people.
Well, looking back on the photos, I would not say that.
Fuck up.
She had a bunch of bullshit on.
And I was like, I was like, trying. I wanted to like meet people because I knew that I was gonna like network and like meet people over there.
Yeah.
Turns out that didn't fucking happen. I only stayed in the little corner with my school group.
They were giving out free drinks. That's why though.
They were giving out it was like all inclusive like free drinks. It's pretty nice. So we ended up like drinking a whole bunch of. Like beers. It was literally just straight beers.
There was wine too. I remember taking some drinks of wine.
And after we go, we just keep going. We end up getting fucking drunk. So here we are. We're drunk. We're like actually like running around the fucking building.
Yeah, she was like, "You want to go on an adventure?" I'm like, "Sure, why not?"
Yeah. Then he tells me if I want to go to the dispensary with him.
Well, first we go get some food afterwards. We go to Chipotle.
Oh yeah, us in the group.
Yeah, and then me and you split off, and I'm like, fuck you guys.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, true. We were just like, yeah, we're just gonna, like, I don't know. Anyways, next day.
I told him I was gonna go get some pussy.
What were you thinking? Like, were you expecting us to, like, hang out that night?
I actually don't remember. I don't remember anything from that time.
You're an asshole.
Like, I probably was.
Did you want it? Did you definitely like me at the time?
No. I'm kidding, obviously.
No.
I hung out with you because I was like, I'm enjoying this. Why do you think I'd hang out with you if I didn't like you or enjoy our time together?
How about the second time? Were you like, oh my god, I want to hang out with this girl?
Well, no, duh. Didn't we spend the time kissing on a bench outside too? Remember? We went to the strip club and then we were sitting on the bench outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's when she gave me the blowjob. Two dates then.
He fucking wished still. I didn't give him anything the first couple of times that we've met. And like,
shit, I was... I actually don't remember when we had...
Yeah, no, because I remember I was in my period and I was like, I didn't... I wanted to think that I was...
Disgusting.
Giving it to him too easy. Because he thinks like that sometimes and it's kind of weak.
Definitely not. I would have thought you were... The best thing to do is give it out on the first date if you like the person.
Is that what you think so?
Yeah. Because it means you think for yourself. Because there's nothing wrong with having sex on the first date if you actually really like the person.
I guess that makes sense.
Think about it.
Actually, yeah, that does make sense.
You and I
are
vibing, so like, oh, I actually do dig you.
Well, what if the sex is really bad? What if the girl that we're with, she's like downright like just bad fuck, like bad.
Who cares? I'd still enjoy watching. You can teach her.
No, like we both feel uncomfortable and like what the fuck are we gonna do?
Oh, that'd be funny. I don't know. Bill, get the hell.
What if she was like? What if she like
has a heart attack?
No, what if she was like dirty as fuck?
What if she had hair? What if she shoots us up with heroin?
That's kind of scary.
You've done heroin before, you know what?
Like once. I'm just joking.
I really wonder what heroin would feel like. Like, how good could it be for it to be that addictive?
First of all, it kills people. So that should say something. And oh my god,
so?
How fucked up. Like, the people like, with that, they all look the same.
The people on heroin? Yeah, skinny,
bony. It's kind of sad. It's actually really, really sad.
I don't give a fuck about them. So it is what it is, Babs. Why is it? Why would it be sad?
True, it is what it is.
Yeah, they're like...
Okay, guys, I think we're just gonna end it here.
No, we're not. Well, we ended. It's only been 30 minutes.
So ask another question.
Okay, another question. What you doing later today?
So, actually, we ended up seeing each other every day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I don't know. I forgot what story I was talking about.
No, I don't even know where you were going with that, too.
I was just thinking that I was, whatever, I don't know. I got mind fucked. My mouth is really dry and gross. You're gonna have to. I'm not high.
She is high on heroin.
You said that you try it. You said that you want to try meth.
I didn't say I want to try meth. I said I wanted to try heroin.
Same shit.
I'm just super curious as to how it would really feel. I'm actually going to research if people get addicted on the first try. Or maybe I'll save it for something later in my life. Like when I'm about to die or something, I'll take some heroin.
That'd be crazy.
I think by then I'll be able to not get addicted.
Yeah.
Actually, I would not get addicted to heroin. I'm saying that right now.
As long as you don't.
Yeah. But if I believe the bullshit they tell you that heroin's really addictive, then obviously that belief is going to infect my mind, and beliefs create reality, and if I believe heroin is addictive, it will be. So, heroin is not addictive. And now I won't get addicted to heroin.
Whatever you say.
Whoa. Breaking her bones. What else can we explore about open relationships? Do you think people were born to be in monogamous relationships or polyamorous ones?
To be honest, I don't think that we'll ever. Polyamorous, actually. Never mind. Polyamorous. Because our hearts are big enough to love other people.
Yeah, but our egos are also big enough to fuck us over with jealousy and all that other bullshit.
So, ego creates monogamy.
I guess so. But that was literally a genius summary of monogamy.
Ego creates monogamy. Because of ego, there's, like, jealousy and all that crap and shit. So, like, you know.
And it's just easier to just be with one person. Even though the alternative sometimes could be solutions with other people.
That's why, like, the main problems now is, like, what are you doing on your phone? Or, like, a lot of, like, trust questions. Like, a lot of, like, trust
problems.
When really, we could have all just be completely open with each other and love and have that freedom. And
well, that would require being totally open with yourself.
So should we try doing that? Being in a polyamorous relationship?
Because I also think,
look at this guy. Big fucking ego right here. So what are you saying?
Because that's how I imagine it. The reason why not, and I can rule out polyamory.
Wait, is because what'd you say?
Like, this is why I know that I wouldn't want a polyamorous relationship.
Why?
And it's not about any of the jealousy or trust type bullshit or those sorts of things. But it's because I'd want somebody else just like you.
But how do you know that if you haven't gone out and, like, actually tried meeting someone?
Let me finish. Okay. I said I want somebody just like you. So let's say we do go do that, then I just have two yous, and what the fuck's the point of a second you when I already have you?
What if they're better?
Oh my god. I hate when you say that.
Just joking. You get so mad when I say stupid shit.
I know, because I already told you. It would be equal. Like, it cannot be better.
That is true.
Okay. That was a good question.
I don't want...
What?
To be in a polyamorous relationship either.
Yeah, it'd be the same thing, because you'd want somebody just like me, and then there's no point in two me's.
It's just so, they're just so tiring. Like, one is enough. Exactly. One gives me enough, like, exhaustion and, like, headaches and shit. Then imagine having two, that would suck.
So I know.
Choose to deal with one, and then
one and done.
I know. Good.
But the problems would be the same. So
do you know anybody that's in a polyamorous relationship?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting, though, for us to date someone just for fun. To try that out.
Let's do it.
Sure.
When?
Well, I don't know. Like, one of these girls that we're having a threesome with.
Yeah.
Or we want to have a threesome with. We just make it a date, too. We go out, get some drinks, try that out.
Oh, I thought that you meant that each of us start, like, it's going to be an open relationship, that, like...
Right, and you said sure that quick. Podcast over, time to kill my wife.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah, I'm reconsidering everything I know.
No, it'll be fun. We can go to... Oh, there's an arcade that I want us to go to on the damn fourth.
True. It'll be like you'll have a female best friend.
Wait, what?
You'll have a female friend.
A female.
It'll be
me.
Like a.
And then you.
What do you call it?
You massage this foot. This one, you know. Huh?
What would we call it? It'd be a trio. What if I end up third? What if you and her vibe so much more than me and her, and you guys?
Oh my god.
I end up being third wheeled.
How would you feel? No, like, that's actually, like, let's say, like, me and her actually get really close, and, like, we're, like, always together, and we're talking, and we fuck, too.
Oh, definitely. That'd be, like, definitely not, because that'd be, like, I wouldn't care if you're doing that with a girl or a guy, but it's equivalent in terms of...
What? But what if you're, like...
I just know that can't happen, though.
But what if I go, come on, like, we, like, it's fun.
You're enjoying this, are you? You weirdo.
What if we go like, oh, it's fun, like.
You stop hanging out with me as much.
Yeah, that's slowly starting to drift away from you.
Well, then it'd be meant to be. It's like you can go on and enjoy your relation, your lesbian life, and I'll start from scratch, find another wife. Scratch,
and you'll eventually find another me, but obviously, never.
I just Joe. The easiest option would be Joe Goldberg you and kill her.
Oh my God! Would you do that?
Of course, I Joe Goldberg anybody for you.
Yeah, guys, he's a fucking psychopath.
And so are you. Would you Joe Goldberg for me?
Yeah. But he'd like it, so.
Yes, I would. I'd help her.
So it wouldn't do anything. So I really do want us to go to this arcade on the Danforth.
What could we do?
I feel like it'd be fun.
We'll make it a date.
Bring your two besties.
So true, bestie.
It'd be fun. They sell, they give drinks and shit, yeah.
Yeah, we can do that. That'd be fun.
We actually kind of want to search it up now. Okay. Oh, okay. We're almost done.
All right, how should we end this shit off?
Honestly, do a polyamorous. Do whatever the fuck makes you happy, Jesus. Like.
Experiment, explore. Learn, live, laugh.
Explore? No, literally explore to the fucking max. Like, I mean, you never
explore
know.
Yourself and you'll find all you need to know, actually. That's all the exploring you really need to do.
It really is. Alrighty.
Have you explored yourself?
Not to the fullest.
Then
but
why
in some ways.
Aren't you dead?
Okay, guys.
Right. Oh, also, wisdom of the day. Oh, I want to start doing that at the top of the
thing.
I always like that.
Doing wisdom of the day because he's some fucking guru.
Wisdom of the day. That's not very guru voice.
Yeah, what is it?
Namaste. Namaste. Wisdom of the day. All right, wisdom of the day. Contemplate death. That's it. That's the wisdom.
Contemplate death, he says.
Yeah. Think
so
of your
kill yourself. I'm just joking.
Do that, I swear.
I'm just joking.
I'm not joking. Yeah. Grab a bottle of Advil, sit outside in your car, and think about death. And your life will change. And even try it. I think... Never mind. I'll postpone my thoughts. So, peace from your co-host, Hatchim, and... From my sexy autistic wife, Carla.
Alrighty, guys. See you in a bit. Bye.